Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. During the 70th birthday year of Israel, Prince William will be the first British royal to visit the Jewish state in its 70-year history. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Madad will come to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, let's talk about that itinerary just for a moment. I understand it's supposed to start in the Old City, and they are referring to it as occupied Palestinian territory. Now, that phrase is totally wrong, but that's not a good place to start when you're visiting Israel, is it?
Well, I think he has a day and a half of actual visits in Israel, and then according to the press statement I saw from the government press office, the phrase is, the next days, the people in charge will be the British embassy, which means that somehow Prince William moves in his mind, maybe, or at least in the mind of the foreign office, from Israel into some netherland, which is called, as you said, the occupied Palestinian territories. But if he's going to be in Jerusalem, at the very least, and I say this with a smile, Jimmy, he should be in Israeli-occupied Jerusalem. There's no Palestinian-occupied territory that I know of. And as we are thankful to the President of the United States, even the United States has refrained now from using that type of terminology, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Let me ask the big question. Do you think Prince William will actually, on behalf of the Kingdom of the Great British Empire, recognize Jerusalem, as did Donald Trump, as the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel?
A flat-out no, Jimmy. But princes, even kings or queens, do not make political policy of the British Empire or even Great Britain today. That's made by the government, and they're just figureheads. They have a lot of castles, polo horses, and every once in a while, a baby prince or princess. That's about the best they can do in terms of what we, you and I, Jimmy, would call politics or diplomacy. It's nice that he's coming. I don't mind it being a first step, an eventual complete turnabout of the British attitude toward Israel. But we're not that overjoyed at the terms and the itinerary and the terminology of his visit.
Winky Madad with the details behind the first royal family visit in Israel's 70-year history. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The British Empire played a key role in the establishment of the Jewish State of Israel starting in 1917. Then the Balfour Declaration set the stage for a Jewish state as foretold in Ezekiel chapters 34 and 37. However, the end-time events surrounding the British Empire will be different when Great Britain is a part of the revived Roman Empire. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...